Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, August 22nd, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording again from Augusta, Georgia. Today we got a Flash Player patch to start out with. This patch was released outside of Adobe's usual patch cycle and it fixes 6 different vulnerabilities, some of which may lead to arbitrary code execution. You should apply the patch as fast as possible. Now, I couldn't find any confirmation if any of these vulnerabilities are exploited right now in the wild, like in targeted attacks, but the fact that Adobe releases this update just about a week after the last patch hints that there is probably something important in this particular patch. This is the 19th bulletin that Adobe published so far this year. And Apple fixed an interesting flaw in its remote desktop tool. This tool can be used to connect to third-party VNC servers, and if you use it to do so, and if you ask the tool to encrypt the connection, this may not actually happen, and without any kind of warning, your traffic will go out in the clear. This is only affecting connections to non-Apple servers, so if you're connecting to a third-party VNC server. The solution that Apple implemented here is that it is now requiring an SSH tunnel in order to connect to a remote VNC server if you ask the connection to be encrypted. The vulnerable version is 3.6.0, the patch is 3.6.1. 3.5, which you may have gotten with older versions of OS X like Snow Leopard, is not vulnerable. And as one more patch, we do have an update for the Apache web server. Now, none of the security issues that's being fixed in this particular release I would consider terribly severe. So I wouldn't necessarily say that you should run out and compile Apache from source, but take a look at the issues. They affect a mod proxy, negotiation, and the like. Maybe you can turn off some of these features and otherwise just wait a couple days for the patch to arrive via your Linux distribution. It may actually already be available. And then we got an interesting paper from some researchers that analyzed Apple's FileVault 2 in depth. If you remember, this was a new feature in Lion, the version of OS X before the current version. So that was OS X 10.7. And it introduced full disk encryption with FileVault 2. Now, the researchers don't really find any major issues with FileVault 2. They indicate that you could probably come up with a better random key for recovery, but overall it looks pretty solid. However, one thing they came up with is a new piece of open source software that they released that will allow you to mount OS X encrypted volumes. This only works for master volumes, does not work for encrypted external drives like USB drives. However, I still think it's probably quite useful for forensic investigators to be able to mount encrypted images that are encrypted using a FileVault 2. In order to use the tool, of course, you will need the recovery key or the passphrase that was used to secure this FileVault 2. And then over the last couple days, there were a lot of posts to mailing lists and such about an interesting feature in Windows 8. In Windows 8, if you modify your host file in order to, for example, prevent access to certain adware sites like DoubleClick or even sites like Facebook, Windows 8 will undo this change. And it turns out it's actually Windows Defender, the antivirus part of of Windows 8 that is responsible for it. Now, what caused a lot of questions was that evidently only things like adware sites are being protected by this feature, like a DoubleClick, for example, and a couple of large sites like Facebook. The way this has been explained now by Microsoft is that malware in particular changes these ad entries a lot in order to serve its own ads. So malware will add its own host entry for sites like DoubleClick in order to be able to show its own ads instead of the official DoubleClick ads. That's why Microsoft is in particular protecting those URLs, or those host entries, I should say, that users tend to modify themselves manually in order to prevent seeing these ads. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.